What is up? We are back again with another Daily Buckeye Blitz for Thursday, July 28, 2022. I am your host, Joe Warwick, and coming to you from the sunny beaches of the Redneck Riviera, as always. It's friggin' hot here, dude. Holy shit. About melted the other day. And our topic for today is wide receiver catches, not targets, catches. So this is how many catches I'm projecting for everybody on the wide receiver core. And let's get into it right now. A lot of this does depend on the health of Julian Fleming and Cam Babb. So we got to kind of give a little asterisk there on that. So if they're both perfectly healthy, then this is how I'm projecting their catches. So last year we had about 270 catches. I went back, checked the stats, 270 catches by just wide receivers. This is not getting into running backs out of the backfield, screen passes, all that shit, not tight ends. It's strictly wide receivers. Okay. So 270 catches last year. So I think that's a good number to go with. And this is how I divvied them up. I had Jackson Smith and Jigba with 80 catches. Now, that's a little bit off of his last season production. I think defenses are going to target him and double on him at least, maybe triple cover him. He had 95 last year. So I'm going 80 there. Now, here's where we see a huge jump in production. Our guy, Marvin Harrison Jr. with the breakout Rose Bowl. I got 55 catches for him. I think that's a huge jump, where he's playing every day. Playing every game, so and the bulk of the snaps. So we also should keep in mind there might be a rotation if Julian and Emeka and even Jaden Ballard and Cam Babb rotate in here. So we got to kind of keep that in mind. That's why Marvin Harrison's numbers are a little lower, and same for JSN. So next I got Julian Fleming coming in with 40 catches. I think that's a good, strong, solid year for him. Next, Emeka Egbuka, just under Julian's 40. I got Emeka with 35. I think as he's got his kickoff return role, and I think he's still going to get reps on offense. Might not be as many as he wants, but he's going to rotate in, and it'll be interesting to see who gets those starter reps. I'm feeling Julian Fleming personally, because he's a year older. I know he's had the injury issues and stuff, but I think him being a year older gives him a little leg up on Emeka. So Emeka with 35, and Jaden Ballard. This guy's kind of the Jameson Williams of this year's team. You don't know what you're going to get from him exactly, but it could be, bombs over Baghdad kind of shit, fireworks, because he's fast as fuck, fastest dude on the team possibly. So I got 25 catches for him. They're going to be probably in garbage time, or specific plays like a JMO where you just, tell him to run a streak and run under the ball, So I got Jaden with 25. Again, here with Cam Babb, all depends on his health. Let's say he's full go. I got him with 20. I don't know if he has another year left of eligibility after this. I hope he does, because I'd like to see him get another season where he can increase those catches. So I'm going Cam Babb with 20. I just think it's hard to kind of unseat some of those other guys. And again, the rotation is going to matter. Are they rotating three? I mean, four, five, six. That's going to affect things as well. So, and then for the freshmen, we got Caleb Brown, Caleb Burton, Keon Graves, and Kojo Antwi. I just divided up the remaining snap or the remaining catches of 15, just sprinkled it over those four guys. I would imagine three of them redshirt. Keon Graves would Graves would be my guy to get the bulk of those 15 catches though in garbage time. So he looked good in the spring game. So that's what I got. 270 catches sprinkled all around. Hope you enjoy it. Please share and visit the BuckeyeCast.com, and we'll talk to you later. Hit me up.